There's nothing new about teenagers wearing t-shirts with the names of their favorite bands or singers, but young people in some urban areas have found a new and somber use for t-shirts. They're wearing them to pay tribute and show respect to their peers struck down by violence. Tara Seiler reports.
At the Hilltop Mall in Richmond in the San Francisco Bay Area, a kiosk transfers photo images and phrases onto items such as mugs and keychains. In recent years, business has increased due to the sales of Rest in Peace t-shirts. Family members and friends of someone who's died often violently order shirts with the face of their loved one imprinted on it. Many are often printed to pass out at funerals or, like at this store, to display so friends of the deceased can purchase one. 33-year-old Christopher Peter walks by and stops to glance through the t-shirts hanging on the rack.
I know like 6 or 7 people up there. It's a painful thought, but that's why I stop most of the time, just looking around, just see who's next, who's up there, who's at it.
Peter says he owns 6 Rest in Peace t-shirts. 5 memorialize young men killed by gunfire. Peter is polite, thoughtful, and seemingly resigned to the dangers he faces living in Richmond, a city weighed down by poverty and violence. He raises his hand and points to the faces that look like his, male and African American.
It's sad because the ones who are dying, you know, they ain't even had time to reach life yet. They ain't even but 21, 22, 24 max. And I'm proud to say that I'm 33. And I'm surprised I'm not up there some time. I wonder why I'm still here. It's a sad thought, but it's a thought. It's reality.
25 miles away at Southland Mall in Hayward, there's another kiosk providing the same service. Regan Dolendo, who manages Precious Memories, says the trend has become so widespread in communities hit by violence that RIP shirts are now purchased for any type of death. Sitting at his computer, he reviews all the faces he's placed on t-shirts.
Natural, gang-related. This is murder, violence. Natural.
The genesis of the Rest in Peace t-shirt is not totally clear. But young people, mostly African American and Latino, began wearing them about 10 years ago. Carla Holloway, a professor of literature at Duke University who has published a book on death and dying in African American culture, believes the t-shirts originated with gangs in California. But she says for communities confronting violence, the phenomenon has since become nearly as common as picking out a casket.
It has attached itself to the ways that our children die and the ways that we look at, I'm talking about African America, Latino, minority communities, feel a certain vulnerability to children, to our members dying out of time. That is, not after a life well lived, but much too early.
It's afternoon and a football game is underway at Castlemont High School in East Oakland. There are no night games here because the surrounding neighborhood is considered too dangerous. 17-year-old Camille Wyatt is a senior at Castlemont, and she's a 3-year member of Teens on Target, which trains young people in violence prevention.
At Castlemont, I think at least I see like 2 to 3 of those shirts a day, so it's like that's too many people being killed or whatever. And usually the t-shirts have a different picture, so you don't see the same picture, so it's like that's way too many kids being killed.
Wyatt is wearing a black t-shirt with a number 8 on the front to signify the number of youth killed by gun violence every day in the U.S. Wyatt says her t-shirt is an RIP shirt of sorts because it pays tribute to all the youth killed by gun violence. Paying tribute and giving respect are how most people describe the motive behind Rest in Peace t-shirts. But Carla Holloway of Duke University says there's something else going on. She says the shirts provide a way for youth culture to express the dangers of living in urban America.
So their own ownership of this moment comes not only in terms of the purchase of this kind of paraphernalia, you know, whether it's a cap or a t-shirt, but in wearing it in sort of, it's a shout out in one sense of, here I am, I've had this experience, I'm still alive, but I know I'm vulnerable.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that homicide is the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 24. It's the number one cause of death for African Americans in that same age group. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler.